visit team. We're delighted to have you in our service at this time. We appreciate very much your being here. Remember to come back and hear Matt tonight as he addresses us and preaches the word of the Lord. What greater effort can be made than to preach and send the light? I can't help but just be so impressed as we begin our service this morning with the good prayers that we have had. Matt, thank you so much for telling us about Jason. And we're going to be praying for him. Tim, we appreciate your good prayer. Reading the scriptures, Buzz. And you know what? That tell you, Jeff, you did a good job up here this morning. And when he said Piney Grove, well, naturally, my ears kind of perked up. Well, Al, you and Matt remember Piney Grove, don't you? And you had a grandpa that used to come out there and preach. And, oh, boy, I mean, they loved him. And he was so devoted in his life. We're glad that you're here. And we're hoping and we're praying that God will bless you. You read that thank you note from us. And we do truly thank you. Some of the cards and everything that you've done, that you have done to make our burdens so much lighter because you care. And we appreciate every single thing that you've done for us. I can't believe I gave up two sisters in a little over than a year. And I mentioned before, there were nine of us. I preach now at all seven who have left us. And there's only my sister Diane and me that's left in that family. Continue to pray for us. Who needs to be closer to God? I do. I admit that right away. Boy, this guy here with Saudi Arabia, is that where you were, Will? Oh, about half around the world. Boy, you were way away from us, weren't you? And then a little trouble over there. So we got to keep praying for all of our folks that are traveling. But all of us want to be closer to God, don't we? Surely we do. Do we need a lesson that will help us to open up our eyes and say, hey, look, I need to get closer to my God? You know, the language of God is so direct. Did you listen to Buzz as he read the scriptures? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's what God said through James. And we're going to talk about submitting. And then he adds to that, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I've got a problem with the devil, don't you? The Bible tells us what to do about that. And then he says, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. I believe that. I know that's true. Why? Because that's what the Bible tells us. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. And then the conclusion. James says, humble yourselves. Cast out the pride. Humble yourself. In what? In the sight of the Lord. What does James tell us whenever we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord? This is what the Lord will do. He shall lift you up. Number one, James says, submit yourselves therefore to God. That's Guy McDaniel. That's every Christian. That's everybody. Submit. One thing to submit to God, this means to order yourself under God. It means to surrender to Him as our King. It means, my friends, to start believing in the benefits from our relationship that we have with our God. James makes it clear. We need to do what, James? James says, submit yourselves unto God. We should submit to God because. Why? Because first of all, He created us. In Acts 17, verse 28, God made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made by hands. For we are His workmanship. What is it? God is our Creator. Boy, I read something, and I want to share that with you this week with regards to someone made the comments concerning our submission unto God and why that is so important for us today in America and before all people. Listen now as I read what he says. See if you agree with this. Here we notice he says, it is a wonder that the world does not submit to God. I have heard much of the rights of man. And the writer goes on, but it were well also to consider the rights of God. Some man will say, I have the right. Well, wait a minute. Who made you? Look what he says. Which are the first, high, surest, and most solemn rights in the universe and lie at the base of all other rights? Alas, great God, how art thou a stranger even in the world which thou thyself hast made? Who, God? A stranger to whom? People in the world. Don't pay any attention to him. And then he says, thy creatures who could not see if thou hadst not given them eyes. Where'd your eyes come from? From God. Creatures that, what? Look everywhere except to thee. Instead of saying, let's go to God. Let's submit ourselves to God. Let's do what God wants us to do. He has the right. Why? He made me. He created me. In whom we live and move and have our very being. Creatures who could not think it if thou hast not given them a mind. Creatures. Think of all the things except thee. Think about everything except what? Who made them? Friends, I'm telling you what. We forget utterly how we exist and why we exist. Remember in Ecclesiastes 12? The wise man, the Old Testament, writes down here, and what is it? It says, now let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Who made you, God? Who has the right for you to demand us and tell us, submit thou unto God? God. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. What is he saying? Submit thou unto God. Who? You. Who? Me. Each one of us. Why? Because He made us. Number two, submit thou unto God because His rule is good. And what He said to us, as the psalmist writes in Psalms 119, verse 97, oh, how I love thy law. That's why you need to submit to Him. Submit thou unto God, because all resistance to Him is futile. How can you fight against God or turn away from God? Yes, everything that God tells us to do, we need to be willing to do it. Submit thou unto God because it's absolutely essential and necessary to your salvation and God saving you. Hebrews 5:8-9, though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things that he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. If you don't submit to him, if you don't obey him, you're still going to meet him. What's he going to do? Is he going to confess you? Jesus? No. Why? Because he says, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. Submit thou to God, because my friends, that's the only way you'll ever be at peace with yourself. Peace comes from God. To whom? To those who submit to him. In Isaiah 26 and verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Boy, I tell you, Ann and I are just enjoying so much reading the Bible more and more every day. That was one thing that my brother-in-law said, my sister who passed away, she read that Bible every day. Why? She wanted to know more, and I do too, about the one to whom James tells us to submit unto. Now, the second thing is, resist the devil. You ever have any problem with the devil? I do. I mean, sometimes he'll tempt you and try to get you to do something you know good and well you ought not do. And then what do? You do it anyway. That's not the way you're going to win. Why, how are you going to get rid of him? You got to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. I thought it's interesting that the Greek term resist here means to stand against. What's James saying? He tells us to stand against the devil. And guess what? The devil can be set running by the resistance of the lowest believer who comes into the authority by Jesus and did on the cross. Resist by faith in him. Put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6, verses 13 and 14. And guess what God said? You got a problem with the devil? When you resist him, he'll flee from you. What? God said that, will he? Yes. Where's the problem? Are not resisting the devil. Aren't these plain statements? Why would God put that into the Bible? And today we're preaching to a sophisticated society. And should we not make that a little bit milder? Not really, because you see, what does the Bible tell us? He'll flee for you after that particular assault in which you resist him. And though he may return again and tempt you again, yet you still resist and he will still be overcome. Ye are never conquered so long as you do not consent. Jesus, Matthew chapter 4. Go with me real quick. Jesus is in the wilderness. He's hungry. And so the devil say, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And Jesus had something to do what? To resist the devil. What did he do? He stood against Satan. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, young people, let that be your message. When Satan tempts you, when you're tempted to have sexual relationships out of a marriage, say, no, I cannot do it. Why? Because I'm submitting to God. When you're tempted to drink, when you're tempted to take drugs, what do you do? Resist the devil. And as Jason has asked us in that wonderful prayer that Matt prayed for him today, I'm going to be praying for him. You are too. And I'm going to say, God, help me too to resist the devil. Stand against him. Because we know he can be conquered. He'll run away. But now look at the third point. That is, notice what he says. After telling them, submit thou unto God. Number two, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Number three, he says, now draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Isn't that beautiful? You want a closer walk with God? Near my God to thee. Isn't that a beautiful song? If we had time, we could sing it. And then we need to be faithful to our God and be fruitful in our services to Jesus. And I'm begging you to start taking the services more seriously. Now, I'm going to get on your toes a little bit because I need it myself, okay? We need to start getting here on time. You know what it shows Jesus? You know what it shows to God? that we can just get here anytime we want to. And it doesn't make much difference. You know better than that. When the time was set for Christine's funeral, 11 o'clock in the morning, it started. This morning when we had singing before our Bible classes, so few were here. I wonder how many of you miss singing by getting closer to God, drawing nearer to God. Doesn't it really mean something to us? I know I get late too. One Wednesday night, remember, they didn't even think I'd get here. I got to work harder. Because you see, the service really does mean every word. Why would I want to leave the service before the service is over? You mean you don't have another 10 minutes, 15 minutes to stay with the Lord? I want to get closer to the Lord. Look at all the benefits of drawing near to God. Provide safety for us. Why, the only true safety is the nearness to God. Hold thou me up, the psalmist says, and I shall be safe. I love the Lord, we say. And then we show Him by what? How we treat Him. And what He really means to us. Gives us unspeakable joy. Happiness. Joy is the keynote of the New Testament. Notice in Ephesians 2 and verse 13. Yes, for those who have been made near in the blood of Jesus Christ, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. How do we draw near to God? We're there. Why? Because we want to be. And we show Him proper respect the way we would dress and when we get here and what we do. You know what else it does? It provides a strength against temptation. When you're close to God, when a great storm moves through a forest, the branches farthest from the trunks of the trees are the first to fall. If men would succeed against temptation, let them remain near the Lord, as did John, and not fall afar off, as did Peter. Where are we? We're here. Why? Because we love the Lord. But it's more than just being. When we leave here, we show God how much we love Him, drawing nearer to Him by doing what? By doing each day what He wants us to do. The most important blessing of all is that God will draw near to them who draw near to Him. And this is in keeping with God's law. That's always true. God draws near to them who draw near to Him. God magnifies the sacred influences that bless the souls that come to Him. And He does. All spiritual blessings are found where? In Jesus Christ. Seeing ye have purified your souls, therefore, in your obedience to the truth unto unfeigned love of the brethren, love one another from the heart fervently, having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 2, 1, 2, and 3. And look what the Bible says. Number one, submit thou, me, you all, submit thou unto God, who to Him. Number two, get rid of the devil. How do we do that? Resist him, stand against him. And number three, draw near. Every day get closer and closer to God. Pray your prayer with sincerity. Love Him with your whole heart. Bring your family in with you, with the small children. Start praying out loud together with your children. Pray together. Families who they'll stick together, who pray together. Yes, and look what God says. And the Lord shall exalt you. As it relates to conversion, when one gets near to God by being obedient to the gospel and is baptized, he's raised to walk what? In Romans 6 and verse 4, a newness of life. But just think of the exaltation that we will receive from the Lord in that great day when we stand before Him and we have to give an answer for our lives. Oh, there's so many things I wish I could have the time to share with you. Look at this one thing, though. He's the source of every good and perfect gift. James 1:17. Now, when we have afflictions, what is He going to do? He's going to provide comfort for us. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. And when we need correction, like I do sometimes, He loves me enough to correct me. And when I'm willing to accept that correction, then God, as I meet the terms of pardon, will forgive us. The promise is to those who do the will of God. James, what are you saying? James is saying, get yourself closer to God. We sing that song, draw me nearer. Nearer I want to be, don't you? You can't be unless you do something about it. Unless you are committed yourself to meeting the Lord. Who at the door standeth and knocketh? There's one, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you know what you're missing? You're missing the fact that you can be forgiven of every sin, that you can walk in the light as He is in the light, and He's promised that He will forgive us as we meet the terms of pardon. And you know one thing that Jesus says? The Bible tells us that He says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. Mark 16:15-16. Young people, if you reach the age of accountability, what's holding you back from being baptized? Here's water. What doth hinder you? Aren't you willing to submit to God, draw closer to Him, and do and seeking to do His will? Mamas and daddies who've never obeyed the gospel, why? Do something about your soul. Won't you today arise and be baptized and wash away your sins? And the erring children of God, don't you stay in that condition, please. Today, God is calling you home. He wants you to make your life right. Just like Jason has asked us to pray for him, oh, we would be glad to pray for you. You may not have a single desire to be on drugs or some of those, but you're not where you ought to be. You're not close to God. And I ask you this morning, why? Live every day to its fullest. When you and I can get up and, as I woke this morning, I looked over to my wife and I just thought, boy, it's wonderful to have her. I said, are you awake? I am now, she said. Isn't that something? But you know what it was like to wake up this morning, to have a wife that could respond to you? There she sits. Put up with me as she has 63 years. So undeserving I have been. Because you see, December the 31st, 1955, she promised to be mine, and I promised to be hers. We've served the Lord many, many years. And oh, I thank God, in whatever time He has left, I want to draw closer to Him and closer to her. Get your life right with God. If you need for us to pray, we're ready to do that. We love you. But more importantly, God does. Who at the door is standing? It's Jesus. We invite you to come to Him and obey Him. Won't you do that right now while together we stand?